Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be here. I consider Ashmore Uniting as my second church home, and I love coming to worship with you. Thank you, Andrew, for those facts. I don't need to do my talk now. Okay, the first slide I've got up there this morning is that school chappies need you. And I've never considered the fact before that I'm a little red tractor. So thank you for that talk this morning. Okay, at the end of that PowerPoint this morning, I don't know whether you saw the words, it takes a village. And I really believe that school chaplaincy, it takes a village for school chaplaincy. It's really a partnership between the local churches and the school. And I'm the bridge between the church and the school. So I cannot do this on my own. School chaplains cannot work on their own. They really, really need the support of local churches, local community. Okay, the next slide says that school chaplains support young people in one of the most high-pressure environments, the school. Today there are about 450 chaplains in over 600 schoolyards across Queensland. These chappies provide a safe and supportive influence to our children. Now I hope you're not nodding off already with those statistics, but it's very important to know that each year these chaplains go into the schools and support these kids because some of those kids are suffering horrendous circumstances. One little boy I'm supporting at present, his parents are going through a divorce after a long separation. And he is so struggling with that. He's causing huge anger issues. So please pray for that little boy. His name starts with the letter J. That's as much information I can give you. But he is really, really struggling. So as you can see, sometimes it is tough being a kid. But today, it's really, really tough. And so that's why I love to help kids with issues such as self-image, personal crises, loneliness, grief and loss. I run self-esteem groups for some kids who just have no idea of their own personal self-worth. And personal crises, dealing with them on a regular basis. Loneliness, I often walk through the playgrounds at school and see kids who are sitting on their own. They're just so lonely. They go to the library just to read books because they have no friends. And it just gives me such joy to say to those kids, okay, come and let's go and ask these kids, can we play with them? And it just brings such a smile to their faces and such joy to me. And grief and loss comes in all its forms. And so what chaplains do, these are just some, this is just a quick overview of some of the things that I do. I love to build positive relationships with students. I love to smile and I love to walk around the kids at the school and just say, hi, how are you going? And just give them a smile. And the kids just love that, to know that there's somebody there with a smile for them. Support at-risk students through behaviour management programs. There are many, many kids today who are having huge behavioural issues because of the circumstances in their lives. And I can help. If I can help in some small way, then my life is being worthwhile in that school. Support staff and families in the school community. And there are lots and lots of ways I can do that, with cards, with hospital visits, with home visits, attending funerals. I've done that on a few occasions of family members. Provide spiritual support, and that's important these days. I coordinate the RE program in the school, and I am always, always, always looking for new RE teachers. So please, that's another prayer point as well. The bottom one, run activities, school breakfasts and other programs. As I've mentioned before, I run lots of programs in the school just for small groups of kids. Isn't it sad to know that kids do not have the skills, some kids do not have the skills to even develop a friendship. And so they need to be taught how to develop friends with kids, how to maintain those friendships as well. And of course I run the school breakfast every Wednesday morning, and there are lots of other programs that I run in school as well. Now, Andrew's already mentioned some of these next statistics on the next page. It's exciting that there are around about 600 schools in Queensland with a chaplain, and that's exciting, isn't it? And so we reach over 320,000 children in our school. So These are very exciting days. And there are lots and lots of, there is about 150 schools, more schools, who are currently applying for chaplains as well. Around about 20 or 30 of those are actually here on the Gold Coast. So that's another prayer point, that people will be convicted to apply for those positions and help fill those positions. And so it's very, very exciting that almost 65% of schools in Queensland have a chaplain. Yes, there it is all up there. Okay. The next slide, please. SU Queensland has been around for a long time, and it's mostly well known for the camps that they run. And currently they're running around about 95 camps a year. And these days the camps are becoming more intentional, which is fantastic. This school holiday period, which is coming up, they're running a footy camp for Year 7 boys. So they're directly involving kids with something that will interest them. They're running a creative arts camp for kids who are interested in dance and drama and singing and music, that sort of thing. So they're becoming more and more intentional and to interest kids in coming along to their camps. And so there are about 2,500 to 3,000 children a year who are becoming involved in SU holiday camps. That's exciting, isn't it? That they're coming to camps and they're hearing the message of the gospel. Now, no need to tell me, for me to tell you about SU Queensland. It's an interdenominational Christian organisation. It's been around for about 100 years. That's a long, long time. And it's the largest Christian youth and children's organisation in Australia. And I guess the last sentence on this page is that it aims to bring hope. And I guess that word hope, in a nutshell, is what School Chaplaincy and SU Queensland is all about. And that's what my role is in the school, to bring hope. Now, Chappie Week has been established in recent years. It's an annual event to raise awareness of the school chaplains and to raise funds for school chaplains. And there are many varied activities being run in local schools around Queensland. These are just some of them. There are Chappie breakfasts, fundraising dinners. There's a day of honour. This coming week, I've ordered a cake for the staff and for their morning tea. And I've just written the words, "Thank you," across the top to say to the staff how much I appreciate the cooperation that I get from them. Chappie challenges. I've organised a competition for around the school this week for the kids just to answer some questions and some prizes to be given for that as well. Anything at all that will help to raise awareness of the chaplaincy program in the school. Chappie Week at McDonald's and the Coffee Club. They're two other organisations that are really helpful to get on board with us as well. And so this morning we're asking you to help us to help. Almost 50% of Queensland schools have a chaplain. That leaves, as Andrew said, over 600 state schools without a chaplain. And that's why we're asking for your help. Now, the National School Chaplaincy Program has been amended to become the National School Chaplaincy and Student Welfare Program. This is a new development in chaplaincy in that schools can now apply for either a chaplain or a secular pastoral care lobby. Now, it's very, very exciting to know with that new development that about 98% of schools have opted to retain chaplaincy and not go down the path of the secular welfare worker. Now, I don't know about you, but that really excites me. That is just so fantastic that schools are opting to stay with the chaplaincy concept. That tells you of how successful the chaplaincy program has been. So that's wonderful. Okay, so the Commonwealth Government funding only covers part of the funding that we need, and your support can help keep chaplains in schools and continue to bring hope. But what, you might be asking, well, what can I do? I'm glad you asked. The very first thing I'm asking you to do is pray. I email to Pastor Brad each month a monthly prayer and praise points bulletin. I really hope you make sure you get a copy of that at the beginning of the month and that you pray for the chaplaincy program. I cannot do the work in the school without your prayer support. It is the most fundamental, basic, essential that you can do for me. And I really thank you for that. The second thing is giving to your local school chaplaincy program. I have this brochure in the foyer. On the back of that, it has a way that you can actually financially support the chaplaincy program at my school. And I've also brought a sponsorship booklet with me this morning. I'm going to come around and see you individually this morning because each year we now have a Case for Kids chaplaincy fundraising walk on the Gold Coast from Main Beach to Coolangatta. It's a 30-kilometre walk. Now, I have no intention of walking 30 kilometres. I could not walk 30 kilometres. But wait, there's good news. There's also a 20-kilometre segment. Not doing that either. But I'm doing the 10-kilometre segment, and I'm looking for sponsors for that this morning. So I've bought my trusty sponsorship booklet, and I'm looking for sponsors. So I'll come and see you about that over morning tea today. And thirdly, you can get involved in some way in Chappie Week or volunteer to help school chaplains in some way. As I said before, I'm always looking for RE teachers. I'm always looking for people to come into the schools and help with the various programs that I run. And so you can visit the website, which is chappie.org.au. That will be up on the screen there. That's the website you can visit, or you can just simply ring Scripture Union for more information. So thank you for listening to me this morning. I hope I didn't bore you too much with statistics, and God bless you for the amazing support that you do give me in my school, and I thank you most sincerely for that.